Today's share in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Tes Omud Beis. We're in the 6th volume of Mishnah Berurah, beginning a brand new siman, Tuf Resh Mem Tes, which deals with Dvarim HaPoslim Bi'arba Minim, things that will ruin the Dalad Minim. So we're starting off today, we'll be talking about a stolen lulav. So the Mechaber starts off Sif Aleph. Kol Arba HaMinim, any one of the Dalad Minim is Posul, Psulim, it's not considered acceptable to use, Begozul Ubegonim, it was stolen. By force, that's a gazlan and a ganav, if somebody steals it surreptitiously. So no matter how it was stolen, it's not kosher to use. And this is true, the Mechaber says, bein lifnei yeyush, bein liachi yeyush, before the original owner gave up hope, so he certainly can't be yotzei then. But even after the original owner gave up hope, the person who stole it is not allowed to be yotzei. Now we'll discuss this more as we get to the Mishnah Berurah. So let's start off over here with a little introduction from the smog. You can see this in the Mishnah Berurah above the start of Sif Aleph. So, because of a smak, also lezalzel esrog ushar mitzvah sha'akum mochrim. You're not allowed to go and be mezalzel in these dalid minim with the esrog or with the other minim by purchasing them from a non-Jewish person. If there is an alternative to purchase them from a Jewish person, ad kan l'shono. Those are the words of the smak. Klomer. Says, you have to purchase them from a Jewish person, preferably even at a slightly higher price, rather than purchasing them from an Akum. But you don't have to pay a lot more. These details are discussed over there in terms of purchasing a Sefer Torah, a Tefillin, a Mezuzah. So you should pay a little bit more to purchase it from a Yid as opposed to from someone else. The Kavanah says, smag the enlazalzel. When he says over here, the smag says you shouldn't be mezalzel, you shouldn't like denigrate the mitzvah, the ato machshilo lasud lovo, because you're going to make it in the future that shelo yivim apam acheres liknos miyado. If you don't purchase it from the yid, he's not going to want to do it next time. So therefore, you should be dafka go and purchase it from the yid. That's what it means to be mezalzel in the mitzvah. The issue foot number one brings down, if you can purchase an esrog from two people, one a yid, one not a yid, and they're both equally kosher, so the Sharet Zion in Siman Tov Resh Mem Chesed L'chatchila, you should certainly purchase it from the yid and not from the nochri. Okay, so that's a little introduction. Now we go to Sif Aleph, Sif Katan Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. So he writes, Dechsiv, why can't you use a stolen one? Ulekachtem lochem bayom rishon, the pasuk says, the Gomer. Bahay lochem mishal lochem hu. It must be yours. You have to actually own it. The issue for number three brings down, vim lokeach lulav gozel, if you were to take a lulav that is stolen, so Chazal tell us, and it's brought down the Birkei Yosef, shehutzo olech v'tzoveach v'nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if you're yelling in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hey, I stole this. The Malachi Ashares, they go to Kosh Baruch Hu and said, listen, instead of this being a defense attorney, that this is a great mitzvah that he's doing, it becomes a prosecuting attorney against him. Furthermore, Le'inyin lulav she'isser gezel shlomi d'rabban, even if it's only an isser d'rabban. For example, if you take something from Chayri Shot or a cotton, technically they don't own it, so then the Shah HaMelech is mistapik, is this an absolute, did you not yotzei or not? Because technically, minatori, it is lochem, and his maskon is shekivin shekaim alon shim gozlo eno sorach lazero v'enayosi b'dayonim. Since technically you wouldn't have to return it, therefore technically the lulav is considered yours v'en chisaro b'lochem. However, while that's a technicality, he says mikomakum eno yotzei ba yidei chovo mishum shenechshav l'mitzvah ba b'averi. He says he's still not yotzei because it's a mitzvah ba b'averi, even though the averi is only the rabban. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees, and he says, this is not a mitzvah b'olaveret. Nobody's suggesting that you do this, but technically it's not a mitzvah b'olaveret. Technically, since you don't have to return it, technically it's yours, and one could fulfill the mitzvah with this. Albeit later on, we'll see that one shouldn't make a bracha in many situations like this, and certainly no one is suggesting that one should do this. Tishufu number four brings down, Mishakona esrog le mitzvah, uparia rakli achar chag. If you purchase an esrog, but you don't pay for it beforehand, so yesh omim shelo yofel also, that's really not right. Since if you didn't pay for it, yet technically you only acquired it through the kinyan of Mashiach, of taking it to you, which is only a kinyan of the Rabbanan. And since Lochem is on the Raisa level, it would be preferable to pay for it with actual cash up front, or to make sure that you paid him, that he received the money up front. If you find the Lula from Hefker, so if you want to be yotzei with it, you have to be koneh. But if you're not koneh, you just pick it up and use it. So the Aruch Laner brings down that Lochem includes that it has to be yours and not that it's from Hefker. And therefore, if it's Hefker and you didn't actually cone it, then you're not yotzi with it. Albeit, he says that this is a machlokis amongst the Rishonim. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah, why is Yeish not over here a factor? says the Yeish Kedi lo Kani. In this situation, Yeish by itself is not adequate to make the Kinyan. And he says, you certainly can't be Yotze on the first day. And for the other days, we'll talk about it in a moment. The issue footnote number 5 brings down the Davko Begezel Hadin Hu Sheyeish Kedi lo Kani. Here, in this situation, Yeish by itself is not Kani in regards to a case of Gezel, as Gemara teaches in Bava Kama. Kivin should be surable, the other, since it came into your hand inappropriately via Gezel, therefore you can't be Kona just with Yeish. However, if a Metziah comes into your hand, you didn't do anything wrong. You found this Metziah, and they were called, the Balim were Mitziahish, so then Yeush Kedi is Koni. Then Yeush by itself is Koni. You don't have to do a Maisa to it. Therefore, if you find the Arba Minim after the Balim gave up hope, the Yeruch HaShulchan writes, you would be, in fact, be Yotzei with your obligation to take the Arba Minim. Young men who are still somech on their father's table, so a bachur, so if he takes and finds arba minim, so then Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that technically they belong to the father, and he should get permission from the father, should be koneh them from the father in order to be yotze. The issue footnote number 16 adds an interesting additional fact, and he says, if you purchase the dal minim with the intention of paying for it by the start of the yontif, and the person who you purchase it from says he needs the money, and he says, okay, that's fine, but I need the money before Yom Tov. So then, if you don't go and pay him, Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shav Shalokech Lo Koneh Esro Kozman Shlo Nosam Ma'osav, nevertheless, even though you weren't Koneh yet, because you didn't pay it, if it's right near the Chag, Mamish, then you are Koneh the Esro, even though you didn't pay it. Why? Because the person who you bought it from, he's really in need of the money, but he's not going to want to take it back now if you don't pay him, so then he gets the right to take it back. Who wants Arba Minim 10 minutes before the Chag? So in that situation, he still would be retroactively happy that you pay him after the Chag, and therefore the Kinyan does in fact go through, and it's considered Lochem. Chavetz Chaim Nebir Halacha, Dibra Masel, Begazul, Beganav writes that this is true whether you steal it from a yid or steal it from a guy. If you steal from a guy, possible, you can't be yotzei. Then a yotzei will actually shalim adam levolav until you go paying for it. Or begana v'gozal v'shileim v'lebesof pies l'bal hagina. If you did steal from somebody, then you did subsequently pay them for it, and they were appeased. So then, are you yotzei l'mafreya? So this is a discussion that we have in a number of other places, as the Chavetz Chaim points out, and we can see that in Dershu footnote number 17 and 18. Dershu footnote number 17, he brings down that the first opinion is that this retroactive appeasement is working limafreya, albeit others disagree. So this is a machlokis. And then he brings down in Dishuvah number 18 that the chayyadim is mistapek kishulo haya gazul elanos and esrog chaveru b'matano matz lahachzer. You didn't steal it, but you're given the esrog with the condition that you return it. And then something prevented you from returning it. Can the person who you borrowed it from retroactively go and say, okay, ki'ilu hiskabalti? It's considered as if I got it, and therefore you were Yotze. Because technically, if you don't return it, it's not considered that you were Yotze. So he brings down the Miri that would work. However, he also says, from the Shaarat Zion, in Sivkot Yotes, Shirakim Ochel Tano B'soch Hazman, that has to be done, that it's B'toch Hazman, Yochel Omar, then he can say, Hareini Kilu Skabalti, it's as if I got it. However, if it's after the Zman, let's say it would be the next day, Lo Eskayim Atzanai, then the Tai was never Mikayim, and therefore it would not be Yotze. Now we continue with the Mechaber. Mechaber writes, Avo Gozul, if something was stolen, Ukino, and it in fact then was acquired, below Siyua HaMitzvah, not via doing the mitzvah, as we'll see. Mr. Brewer explained what this is in a moment. So if you did steal something, Rahman al-San, again, I want to stress, nobody's suggesting that stealing is in any way allowed under any circumstances, but again, we're dealing here with the practical ramifications of a theft, not the idea that, of course, nobody should ever steal. So if somebody did steal something and they acquired it without the action of the mitzvah being the way that they acquired it, for example, kagon, they stole a lulav, gozal lulav, vishipo, and then they smoothed it out in some way. They did some change to it. Now, they had a shinui maisa, and there was yeyush, so then kosher. So then you do acquire it, and it is kosher. The kanya bishinui maisa, you did acquire it with the shipua, the smoothing it out, the changing it, and with the yeyush. However, umiyu lo yavarech lo, but you're still not letting a bracha on it because it's a bracha that is done on something that's disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's a mitzvah bav avera, and botzei abarech nietz Hashem, such a thing is disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore you may fulfill your mitzvah, but you certainly shouldn't make a bracha on it. Now let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Gimel. He tells us the situation here is Pirush, that you didn't have the mitzvah help you make the actual kinyan. Shakinyan shakano so hunasa kodim kiyum mitzvah. The kinyan that you made was before you picked it up to do the mitzvah. As opposed to lafuke, imhu ayideh ha-mitzvah shalintila salulav, if the action of kinyan was picking it up to be lifting it to do the mitzvah of the Tila Slulav and Esrog, Kigon Shemachulo Baofin Shekonim B'Meshicha, somebody is selling it to you and you acquire it with Meshicha, the Gibio Lemeitak Be, and as you're picking it up, you're acquiring it and doing the mitzvah. In that situation, Mekain, Aideha Mitzvah, Nasa Kinyan. So then in the doing of the mitzvah, you're making the Kinyan, then Lo Yotze, you're not Yotze. The Havale Mitzvah Bobi Avera, this is a mitzvah that comes with an Avera, and therefore you're not Yotze. The issue footnote number 6 has a whole interesting discussion about whether you're allowed to grow lulavim and esrogim in Yerushalayim. It's not really practical halacha l'maisa today. That din is not applicable today, but it has an interesting discussion in the issue footnote number 6. So what should you do if you want to be yotzei? El tzorich agbio achakach pamsheni lotzis bo. So if the first time you picked it up, you were konet, so then you can't fulfill the mitzvah. So then you have to pick it up again. He brings down for the levush esrod again, but you wouldn't make a bracha on it. Sivkot and Dalit, Gozal Lulav Shipo, wrote to Lomar, this situation is that you did some sort of a change to it. The Be'esha Gazalo, at the time that you stole it, Rahman al-Slan, lo yadai misukon kiroi, it wasn't really yet ready to be used. Shenucha likro lov shem lulav, it didn't have the status of being a lulav at that point. And he did some takana to it, who tikno in some way, Bishipo Shalom was smoothing it out in some way, dayodo nikro shemo lulav. Now it's a lulav, so then technically Sivkot hey kosher, because you did kone it with a shinur maisa, v'zemahani afil below yesh. Here he says that actually, even without yesh, should be kona. But afil b'yom rishon, even on the first day, kosher lotzis bo, you could technically fulfill your obligation even on the first day, because this is considered lochem. The lochem karina bay kivin shekana, because you acquired it with the shinui maisa. V'domim b'amu chayvlo, you owe the person the money, but you don't have to necessarily give back the item because you changed it. And who adin heicha to have a yesh for shinui rishus? The same thing would apply if there was yesh and shinui rishus. For example, going shagazel mechora or nosim le'yacher, the ganav sold it to somebody else, and that other person now has a shinui rishus, and therefore also acher kosher lotzis bo afilu b'mishum. He could actually be fulfilling it even on the first day. He didn't do anything wrong. The karnoi adin shinui rishus, he acquired it via the change in the status. It went from the ganav to him. Kivin shikvar ha'yesh mikodem, and since there was already yesh previously, this works out well, and therefore v'shelachem karina bay. This is called lochem. Now, there are a number of Dershu footnotes here that are important. We go to Dershu footnote number 7, and he brings down, l'chatchila, however, in regards to if somebody steals wheat and he makes it into matzah, you shouldn't use such wheat to make your matzah, and lo yuchal levarech aleh, and you shouldn't make a bracha on it. This is the Pesach of Vilna going as well. And l'chatchila, lo yitol lulav, kishen yochal levarech aleh, and you certainly shouldn't go and take this lulav, which you can't make a bracha on, because it came about by a stolen property. So technically you're yotze, but don't do this because you're not really able to make a bracha. The issue foot number 8 says, davka im nisano o mechor liyacher, if he sold it to somebody else. However, if he lent it to somebody else, then it still is a matona amunas lahachzir. So then the Aruch HaShulchan writes, in that situation, even though there's yeyush on the balim, ein ashol yotze bo yidei chov b'yom rishon, because there wasn't a shinui rishus. The issue footnote number 9 brings down v'im chozav im nisano legazlan. So the gazlan sold it to Yanko, and then Yanko sells it back to the gazlan. So Gama Gazlan can be Yotze technically in that situation because you have Yeyush and Shina Rishus. However, in regards to Brach, we said you can't make a Brach in such a situation. That was worked out in the issue for number 7. The issue for number 10 brings down, Wofen Shayesh Boli Achar Shina Rishus. If the Yeyush comes after the Shina Rishus, so the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and Choshe Mishpat is you're also Kona in this situation. The opinion of the Rama is Shekona Rakim Oya Yeyush Kodim Shina Rishus. But the Rama says, different than the Mechaber, the Rama says, no, the Yeyush has to be before the Shina Rishus. The Mechaber says it could even be afterwards. So there's a Machlokis, the Mechaber, and the Rama. The issue for number 11 brings down, from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sheba Ofin Kazeh, Shekona Meha Gazlan Liacha Yeyush. If there was Yeyush, and then you purchased it from the Gazlan, Afin Boha Nigzal, even if the person was stolen from says, hey, that's my lulav and esrog, give it back to me. So nimtza she kenuya lo legamri. It's technically the second person who bought it from the gazlan didn't know. Varehu kishalo mamish l'chol dover, and it says in every way. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav says, however, you can't make a bracha on it. Kimish mitchila begezel bali yadu, because it came to his hands via theft. So therefore, machmir in linyan bracha. We are machmir not to let him make a bracha. This be'askaras Hashem Shemayim, because he's saying Hashem's name in connection with something that was stolen. That's only if there's no yesh. Avlim hoya yesh im hashinui maisa, im shino yashem, o im shino rishos. If you had both yeyosh and these changes, then he says mutar levarach gam ken. You can make a bracha. However, achein das ataz leil simin chafei and the gra the vilna gaon over there, the b'chol gavne lo yuchal levarach. You shouldn't make a bracha. And he says as well, ein leil simin yud alf sevav, which deals with hilchas tzitzis and the bir halach over there, dibra maskel leinyan bracha. Can you make a bracha? Dishavu number 12 says the reason you don't make a bracha even in this situation is l'chachila ein roya af litlo, because you really shouldn't be doing something like this, and therefore it's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But say a berech nietz Hashem, if somebody steals something and then he makes a motzi on it, that's not right, and that angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bia Halacha Dibra Maskul Miu Lo Yivarech says im ovar unetolo ein tzorich litol shuv lulavacher. If you did take it, you were yotze, you didn't make a bracha, so then you were yotze, then you can't take another one and make a bracha. Lo yivarech olav on the first one, but even on the second one. The kiva the medina yotze b'dehila rishona. Since you already yotze, shuv have a bracha levatala. If you were to go and make a bracha on the next one, that's a kosher one, that's not a gezel one, it would be bracha levatala. It brings down the name of the Bikur Yaakov. Then the mechaber continues, and he says, and he brings us down the name of the Orchis Chaim, v'yesh mi shomer. The Orchis Chaim says, the lo nifsal gozul v'gonav elo leganav legazel atzmo. Here he's momekel. He says, the only one that is considered over here that it's no good is for the actual thief himself. But for somebody else, avol yacherim, kosher, b'shara yom and chuzmi yom rishon. For the other people, it would be good for days 2 through 7, not on the first day, but on the other days. Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Zayin, muchach mizeh, didas and mechaber, dagazel, eni yotze, afilu b'shara yomim. Based upon this, it seems that the gazel is not yotze even when he don't need lochem on the days 2 through 7. Why? Batam, dahavi le mitzvah bo b'yavera, because this is a mitzvah bo b'yavera. It makes no difference whether it's before or after Yeyush. You should not steal, and therefore you can't be Yotze no matter what. Mishmur Sivkot Ches says that the other people are allowed to be Yotze on days 2 through 7. Why are we machmir on the first day not to use it? So he says, we must be talking about before Yeyush. And therefore, because the person who owned it wasn't yet Misyayish. Because the Ayah Yeyush called them, if there was Yeyush first. So then in came Etzlam, Hevel Yeyush, Shina Rishus. So then this other person who didn't steal it but got it from the Ganav, so there's Yeyush and Shina Rishus, and it would be good. The Kinyan Gomu Etzlam, and that would be perfectly good. Lochem Karina Bahu. So there wouldn't be a problem in that situation. Vafilu Hochi, but even in this situation where there was no Yeyush, Vafilu Hochi Bishar Yom Lachem Shari. For the other people, it is acceptable, because the Sviril Hu Le Yeshomrim, according to this Orcha Sachayim, this Yeshomrim, the Lo Shayach Mitzvah Bobi Avera Le Gabi Yechem. The other people, they didn't do any Avera, and therefore, Shehem Lo Gozlu, they didn't steal it, so he holds that they could use it the other days, day 2 through 7. Ayinu Mogen Avraham, Shevi B'Shem HaMelchamos. The Mogen Avraham brings down the name of the Melchamos from the Ramban, Shecholik Azeh, that he disagrees. B'daito, the Af L'Gabi Yacherim, Shehem Lo Gozlu, even though the other people didn't steal it, Afilu Hochi. Kivon Dachefetz Lo Niknetzlam, since there was no Yeyush, so the item really doesn't belong to them, because, as I said, Shehu Lefnei Yeyush, Ba'gezel Tachas Yodamu, and this stolen item is in their possession. Shayach Gabayu Gam Ki Mitzvah Bobi Avera. It's also considered, according to the Ramban, that it's a mitzvah bo v'yavera, they're in Yosembo, and they can't be Yotze. And therefore, Valkein Das HaMogen Avram, Shalolok was it. That's what the Mogen Avram said. You cannot be Makel in this situation, and you shouldn't use it. However, Avo Be'el Yerab, because of Sheesh Lesmoch Lokel Kiyay Shomrim, did you carry up on this Orch HaSchaim, the Af Leganov Ule Gazlan Atzvot, because even technically for the Ganov and the Gazlan, there's the opinion of many poskim, Das, Kama poskim, Shesovim, the Bishar, Yomim, Yotze Ben, that you technically could be Yotze on the other days. Akoponim, certainly, in this situation, yesh lismoch alay legabi achrini. At least other people could be using this kula. Again, haga v'gam agro bebeyuro mashmash shebasadi lalocha kayesh mish omer. And even the Vilna Gaon says that you could use it on these days 2 through 7 for the acherim. However, miu kozu rak liinyan lotzis bo. But again, we stress this is only to fulfill the mitzvah. Avol levarich lav to make a bracha gam lagro. The Vilna Gaon is machmir also levarich lav can't make a bracha. Because the ha'afilu heichod have a yeyush v'shini rishus osel levarach. He holds that even when it's totally belonging to the other person, there was yeyush and shini rishus, he can't make a bracha, as we explained previously. K'moshe k'sanu mikodem, the kosha came as an here, certainly where all of those factors were not into play. This is a good break point. We'll start the Ramah Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.